fears it's been a given that the French just don't care about the private lives and peccadilloes of their political leaders and certainly don't want to hear about them from France's media. But public attitudes seem to be changing, and the media may be going along. The recent news about President Sarkozy's divorce has been widely covered by the French tabloid press, and the more traditional media has followed. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Former President Jacques Chirac had his secret mistresses, and François Mitterrand his love child. No one found out about her until she showed up at her father's funeral. It doesn't seem that Nicolas Sarkozy has gotten the same respect for his privacy. Since the news of the couple's breakup was confirmed Thursday by the Élysée Palace, the coverage of the country's first presidential divorce has been nonstop. It even upstaged news of the country's biggest transportation strike in 12 years, forcing some media critics to decry what they said was the Americanization of French political life. TV talk shows were full of arguments about whether the French media had sunk to new lows and turned politics into material for a gossip column known as People in France. Christophe Barbier, political commentator for L'Express magazine, disagrees.
This is a political event, and the proof is in the political consequences. Cecilia was not just his wife, she was one of his most trusted advisors. And France now has no first lady, no one to represent the country abroad.
Still, French media coverage of Sarkozy's divorce would probably be called subdued in comparison with an Anglo-Saxon-style media frenzy. The rumors were mostly confined to tabloid newspapers and gossip magazines at first. They reported the First Lady's glaring public absences with headlines like, "Where are you, Cecilia?" Most of the mainstream news outlets held their reports until the divorce could be confirmed. In the newsroom of the left-leaning newspaper Libération, the talk is also about Sarkozy. Libération was one of the newspapers that held off on the story, and the paper's editor, Laurent Geoffrin, wrote a scathing critique accusing some of his colleagues of treating rumor as fact.
The rumor was very strong. So when the rumor is so strong and you have several sources saying that they will get divorced, you have a problem, because still, as long as you don't have the confirmation, you cannot talk about it. Because we're not authorized by the law to talk about personal life, private life.
Libération broke the story before Sarkozy's office announced it, once the paper had confirmation from a judicial source. Its headline read, "Desperate Housewife," with a photo of a distraught-looking Cecilia Sarkozy. Pierre Aski is the founder and editor of Rue 89, a respected news website. He says the papers shouldn't have waited so long to publish a story when there were clear indications that something was wrong. Haski says he thinks some journalists use the country's tough privacy laws as an excuse not to do their job, but that's changing.
The borderline between privacy and public life is very thin, and I think this time it was clear that part of the private life of Mr. Sarkozy was very much interfering with public affairs.
Sociologist Jean-Marie Charon says all of French society is re-examining its views on the separation of public and private life.
Now politicians themselves are putting their private lives on display. And the public may say they're not interested in politicians' private lives, but just look at the high ratings for the media that covers that sort of thing.
And that's not likely to stop now that France has an eligible bachelor as president. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.